Breakfast with Martin Pester.
How's it if you just tuned in? We're talking about, look, I mean, it's no secret, okay? We have to tighten our belts, they up the VAT, petrol prices through the roof. Talks about Eskom wanting to increase tariffs by 30%. Consumer confidence is down. It is, it's on, it's real. The question is, where are people cutting? What are they spending less money on? I've done some research. I've got a top five for you. In the fifth place, 50% of the respondents said that they are cutting back on gas and electricity, which I think is actually quite noble if you think about it. That's in the fifth position. Question is, what are you cutting back on?
Goeie Martin. Hulle sê as vleis duur word, dan eet ons bietjie minder vleis. En as drank duur word, dan eet ons nog bietjie minder vleis.
Nog minder vleis.
Morning, Martin. I would say things that I've been cutting down on is definitely clothes. Me and my family eating out. And I have to wear Fong Kong perfume because I can't afford the real deal anymore.
My good people, can we just for a moment talk about the price of fragrances?
Yes.
And while we're at that, the same factory that produces fragrances, okay, those fragrances that are milked from wild Tibetan yaks, or I don't know where they get it from, but it's very expensive. It's the same people who also make mouthwash. Very, very expensive for what you get. I hear you. All those rip-offs, but the rip-offs don't last as long.
That's
the fragrance doesn't last as long. I've tried it.
Yeah, as you eat loop at the deer, then it's done. It's gone.
Then it's gone. Then it's gone. You person who said you're cutting back on new clothes, that's in the second place. 59% of South Africans are cutting back on new clothes. I'm there with you. Definitely not spending as much money on clothing as I should.
And also the price of clothing these days and the quality, a full hemp. And I'm like, I put my hand underneath the t-shirt, I can see my hand through, and then you're saying to me $799. I see a mal. So leave it, it's fine.
See-through t-shirts. Well, can we discuss the problem with that?
Of jeans wat klaar geskeer is. Voor jy hom nog gedra het.
Maar jou voet, jy sit jou voet deur, dan kom jy knie uit. And you pay like $1,000 for it. That's crazy. I'll continue the list coming up. What do you think is on the list? What are you cutting back on, South African? You know, can I tell you something? The one thing I'm very surprised about is that new cars is not on the list. Kijk nee. Suid-Afrikaners hou van 'n nuwe kar. Mense ry 'n nuwe kar. Probably because of all these buyback deals, all these special finance deals. You're basically driving a 2 million rand car and then you're paying the same price as, you know, for a tuk-tuk or whatever you call those things that they deliver the food in. It's insane. These cars are like more expensive than their house. How many people, there's research I want.
Yeah.
How many people drive cars that are more expensive than the actual
house.
That is going to be an interesting stat. But anyway, new cars, not on the list. What is on the list? Gas and electricity, 50%. Out-of-home entertainment in the fourth place. 54% of South Africans are cutting back on out-of-home entertainment. In other words, movies or going out to bars, that kind of thing. But CA, what are you cutting back on?
I think South Africans will start cutting back on their car licenses after this morning's trip to Mauritius.
Yes. You missed out earlier. I spotted the story about 22 people from the licensing office in Kimberley went on a team build in Mauritius.
Yes.
Must be nice, nee? Let mos.
Ons nou op takeaways. Yeah. R300 se takeaways kan jy R300 vat jou ver einde van die week, hy laaste 3 dae. Dit is hom verskriklik duur.
Takeaway meals is the number one thing that South Africans cut back on. 65% of people cut back on. Because takeaways have become expensive. Liver. Order.
Yes. They've also become more accessible though, which is why I'm not at that number one. That's no alles. You get it right to your door. You don't have to leave your house. So I'll cut back on other things, but when it comes to food, no, I'm not there.
Would you, just a quick question off topic, would you use a healthy food drive-through? Don't you sometimes crave?
Yes.
You're hungry. See, they have given away another business idea on the show.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking now, there's not one place that has a healthy food in a drive-thru. Mm. You're forced.
And a delivery.
You're forced.
Bring it to my house. A mooi salad with a lekker smoothie ding. Yeah.
Okay, so things you're cutting back on, South Africans. One more.
Good morning, Martin. It's Olga Kaiser here.
Hi, Olga.
I used to buy a little bit of biltong for my husband and I. Then we'll actually have a meal with it of 50 rand. Surprisingly, yesterday when I bought biltong to take to my daughter in Shanghai, it was literally 350 rand. And
that's
I said
crazy.
To her, take it back. Tuna it will be.
Are you sending your daughter tuna? What just happened?
I get all tuna biltong geëet.
Said no one ever. It's 7:30 near Almania.
I think South Africans will start cutting back on their car licenses after this morning's trip to Mauritius.
Yeah, that one, definitely. Time, huh?
Good morning, Martin. It's all good. Go.
Martin, Stefan is ek is 'n elektriese kontrakteur en ek dink mense sny bietjie op maintenance. Werk is maar stil oorals vir die plammers, die elektriesiëns, bouers, alles is stil in die bouindustrie en in die kontrakteurs area.
How do you do that though? If the light goes off, something wrong, you just leave it. You just leave it off.
Yeah, just use a candle now. It's fine.
It's fout gaan met plumbing. I'm flushing him into the toilet. Oh. What's happening? How do you do that?
Morning, Martin. It's Ray Boy Senior.
Hello.
If mommy would stop buying us toys, we would save a lot of money.
Okay.
Did he suggest?
Yeah.
Mommy just... should stop. Let's just want to hear that again.
Morning, Martin. It's Ray Boy Senior. If mommy would stop buying us toys, we would save a lot of money.
I'm having these freaky visuals of this parent sitting next to this child, you know, threatening something. Like, if you don't leave this voice note for this radio show, I'm going to break this toy. It's like, it's coercion, Mors. That can't be right.
Hey, Martin, I think it's all scary to think of for men to actually cut down with mediese fonds and that even selfs heeltemal canceleer, want it is net so duur and onbekostigbaar. And yeah, ek is actually self skuldig daarin and dit is nie 'n goeie ding nie.
Thanks, brother. Ek het reeds nou die dag daaroor gepraat. Mediese fonds geld. Yes, it is. Yo. Is verskriklik hoog. Goeders wat te hoog is in lewe is daai petrolpryse natuurlik. What was that first thing we said with mouthwash? What was it again?
Parfum.
Fragrances. Mm. That is a way of splashing out. The one thing no one's mentioned so far that I really think deserves a mention, in the third place, 55% of South Africans are switching to cheaper grocery brands. Is that you? Lisa Laurie, when I look at you, I can't really figure out what you would cut back on.
You can. Clothing. What? I don't, yeah.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yay. Schoener, shoes.
Ah.
I'm just like, you know, there isn't money for brands anymore. Mm. And like, if a shoe's cute, it doesn't have to have a name brand on it.
If it looks like.
Not even if it looks like. If it's comfy. And just my oma say, if it can last. Because ook goedkoop koop.
As
deer koop, yeah. So it must also make sense,
yeah.
But shoes, I'm like, nah.
I hear you, because some of those shops, it's like the temptation is there to drop a couple of thousand, and you go for the slightly cheaper option. Alma?
I go for the debit orders. I renegotiate as many of them as I can. So go back to insurers and say, listen, like, what's the best deal you can give me? I'm not happy.
Wow.
And then they give you a discount.
What?
Yeah.
Because
amazing. They're afraid that you'll leave. So you'll go, I don't want to buy this anymore.
I thought you meant it's like it becomes a popularity choice awards at the end of the month.
No.
Like who gets paid?
Inky pinky ponky.
En wie sit so klein bietjie uit vir my tot de volgende keer. Goeienaand, tot ziens. What are you cutting back on, South Africans? You've seen the stats. By the way, we'll put that list up for you on our blog on jacarandafm.com.
Hello, Martin. Ek is nie meer so brand conscious nie. Yeah. Met groceries byvoorbeeld, ek sal altyd 'n sekere soort wasgoed seep gekoop het en nou koop ek net die een wat special is. Sulke tipe van dinge en natuurlik ook klere. Ek koop baie min klere nou en ek begin al wonder wat die ander mense van my dink.
Nee, dis 'n ware ding Liesel ook nou genoem, but when it comes to grocery brands as well, especially the cleaning products. Kyk nee. The more uninteresting the packaging and the less I know the name, I'm there. If it's cheaper, I go for the cheapest option. And I tell you why. It's not always the case, but sometimes it's the case. You look at the ingredients on the back. Dis mos maar die Salle.
Die same, ja.
Salle WhatsApp groep. Mm. Hy sê dit 'n bietjie goedkoper. I hear you. Thank you so much.
Ons sny terug met geld. Ons het ons huis verkoop. Ons het 'n goedkoper huis weer gekoop wat minder bond het. Ek het my kinders uit privaat skool uitgehaal, in gewone skool gesit. Ek het 'n kar gekoop wat minder diesel gebruik. Ja, ons sny baie want die lewe is duur vandag.
Serious cutting, dankie.
Goeiemôre Martin en Span. Weet jy, ons het terug gesny op basis alles. Ons het elke jaar 'n ding gehad om at least een keer 'n jaar Gold Rush City toe te gaan. Nou is dit so duur. Nou hier ons maar 'n springkasteel.
Wow, what's the opposite of escalator?
Martin, môre, sakkie. Ek wil nou nie snaaks wees nie, maar ek dink as mense meer spandeer op kondome, dan gaan hulle baie meer hê om te spaar op die einde van die jaar op hierdie stadium van ons lewe. Ek dog ek lig maar net my mening aan hier dalk.
Preach the parades and run there, boy. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke oomblik van die dag, love you,
Gilla. 6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.